Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, I'm Victoria Marie Patin. I'm the Senior Director of Social Impact at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, and we are talking about the Kennedy Center hosting the local theater festival. It's going to be at the Reach at the Kennedy Center this Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Before we get into the specifics of the lineup itself, let's, you know, start with a big picture thing here. I know this is the second year. So how did the idea come about last year, and how did it go?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for that question. Yes, this is our second year presenting the local theater festival. And I think the important thing for folks to know is that it's tied to our local theater residency. And so our residency is a year-long program where we invite local theater makers from DC, Maryland, and in Virginia to showcase their creative work. And so they have the opportunity through the year to have a one-week residency where they get to develop pieces, either pieces that are just in a very nascent stage, maybe things that are almost done and just need a little help to cross the finish line. And so we really bring the gamut of opportunities during that that process. And then we invite people who participated in the residency throughout the year to join us for the festival.
Gotcha. So to follow up on that, I was going to ask how are these, you know, artists and playwrights selected for this festival? But so are you saying it is folks that are in your residency program already?
Yeah, it's people who have participated in the local theater residency program, either in the current year that we're in, or we'll look back to the previous year as well.
Gotcha. And just one more sort of big picture thing, you know, before we move to this year's lineup, like I want to know, how did last year go? You know, did you get any good feedback either from the artists or from audiences, come up afterwards saying this was great. I'm so glad we did this. Let's do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why we do it again. We had such positive feedback from our community, from our local theater makers, from theater professionals, from students, from lovers and fans of theater that we must continue this. And so we heeded that call and here we are for a second year.
I love it. Well, we're glad you're bringing it back. So let's dive into this year's lineup then. And instead of going chronologically, because it's 2 days and tons of stuff going on, let's break it up into sort of, you know, thematic segments here. So let's start. I know we have readings, panels, and workshops. Let's take them one at a time. Let's start with readings. What all would fall under readings here during the fest?
Beautiful. So we have a number of readings that we're offering. And again, these are folks who have participated with us throughout the year. And we just have so many people. We'll have familiar playwrights like Aoife Baeza and Tom Mentor. And then we'll have organizations as well. So we've got the Spooky Action Theater performing with us as well. And so you'll hear works that are very much in progress, some excerpts and some full lengths.
I love it. Do you want to before we move to the next one, are there any specific ones you want to mention?
Sure.
Like by title, like are there any specific? I know you mentioned some of the theater, Spooky Action, etc. Yeah, but are there any specific works, or are they like too early in this?
No, absolutely. So I can talk to you about a couple. So we have one by playwright Reagan Linton, Squishy But Firm. We're really excited to present that. Aoife Baeza has a work called One Small Alice that she's been developing. Tom Mentor, By Me You'll Never Know is another one we're really excited about. And we also have Prologue Theater putting a piece forward. So we've got a full range.
Love it. Tell me about Marjwine Kennedy's Imagine. Obviously, she's sort of like a friend of the show. We've had her on a couple times for when she had The Wiz here in town, and then also the Alicia Keys musical, Hell's Kitchen, on Broadway. So just rocking it on Broadway. But so what? So this is a chance. Yeah, set it up that way. Like if you've heard of this and this, here's your chance to see the net. You know, something like that.
Perfect. We're also particularly excited to welcome Marjwine Kennedy, DC native and extraordinaire, producer extraordinaire, having just had successful runs of The Wiz and Hell's Kitchen on Broadway. And we're really excited to welcome her work in development called Imagine. And it's a piece that, again, is for families. And it's a really delightful piece, enchanting story, a bit whimsical, about the power of the imagination, specifically the child's imagination. So we're really excited. And this is for our youngest audiences, for folks between the ages of 3 and 6.
I love it. All right. Well, I mean, you've given me a couple examples. Maybe time for one more
sure.
On the readings. I think that's kind of cool.
So another one that I would really want to draw some attention to is Nikki Mears's piece. This play isn't about Brian. It's a really exciting work, and it interweaves sort of real-time scenes with theatrical exploration, and folks really have the opportunity to hear an exploration of womanhood across culture and generation.
And I'm assuming that's tongue in cheek. It probably is absolutely about Brian. Whoever Brian is, sorry, Brian.
Whoever Brian is, you have to come see. Come see.
Right. This Taylor Swift song isn't about this guy. All right, cool. All right. And then is there any others? I'm trying to think. You mentioned, what did you mention at the top? You mentioned Spooky Action Theater. Do you want to go into that one?
Sure. And I think they're a great one because they've been with us a few times, and this the piece that they're working on will be a part of their season, future season. So this really does become an opportunity for folks to test and incubate works that'll find their way onto the stages across the city later. So this particular one that Spooky Action Theater is putting forward is called Professor Woodland's Black Magic Rock Show, and it's really exciting, a little dark at times. A band of descent rock musicians get together and prepare for a very, very risky performance in 1930s Moscow. So
All right.
very exciting.
Cool. All right. So that's sort of the staged readings where folks can sort of get a sense of how it might sound on stage, even though, you know, it's not the full production behind it. It gives them an early glimpse at the reading. So how about panels? I know there's some panels going on throughout from different, experts in theater. So what do we got for that?
We're really excited about the panels, Jason, and I think the panel piece is something that is new this year. It's not something that we did last year, but as we continue to grow and iterate and evolve, the panel component is new. I've got the great fortune of moderating a panel conversation on Friday evening between Washington Post outgoing theater critic Peter Marks and incoming theater critic Naveen Kumar. So that will be a very, very special conversation.
Awesome. And yeah, obviously Peter Marks, I guess what was it last year, I guess, is ending his as of last year ending his long time run there. How excited was he to be able to do this panel with you? Or how important, if you haven't talked to him, yeah, how important was it for you to it's kind of a way for you to bridge the history of Washington Post theater criticism with the future of it.
That's exactly the impetus. And I have to say, both Peter and Naveen were so gracious, as was the Post, to readily accept our invitation. And so I think that they, as are we, are quite excited to be in conversation together.
Great. Yes. So that's called The State and Future of Theater Criticism on Friday. And then any others? How about the one that's on Saturday, the Artist Audience Connection one?
Yes, we're really excited about that. Otis Ramsey will be moderating that particular panel, and the title is The Artist Audience Connection, and it's about cultivating an appreciation for new play development. And so we're really excited about the lineup there, some local theater professionals, folks from a philanthropic point of view, folks from a directorial point of view, and folks from a producerial point of view. So we're looking for a full 360 wraparound on how new works come to bear.
Great, sounds great. All right, and then last but not least, the other, I guess, the final category, if you will, would be workshops. So what is that? I mean, I guess that differs from panels where, audience are listening to you moderate a conversation, but workshops, I feel like it's a little more hands-on, where they get to dive in themselves. So what do we have for workshops?
That's right. The workshops are participatory opportunities. And so we're really looking forward to deep engagement. And again, this is able to bring in folks from all walks of life. Theater professionals will find some space here, as will lovers and fans of theaters and families as well. We're really looking forward to welcoming Paige Hernandez for her Havana Hop presentation. And that'll be really wonderful because at that one, she's using heritage and family values to tease out inspiration for works. And that'll be a family-friendly opportunity. So it'll be parents and kids alike invited to join there. Washington Improv Theater will be joining us. They're a previous community partner, and we'll have the opportunity to engage with them on some improvisation workshops. If you've ever wondered how folks are able to change the intonation and the sound of their voice, we have a dialect coach, Melissa Flame, working with us. And so folks will be able to try their articulation, the tip of the tongue, the lips, the teeth, if you will, to figure out just how to augment and manipulate their own voices. And then one that we're really looking forward to is a one by Sheer Combat, How to Fight Like a Pirate. So it's a stage combat workshop, and we're really excited about that. We've got a little Commedia dell'arte, we've got scenic design. So there's a full range of opportunities for folks to participate
How to fight like a pirate.
in.
Yo ho. Local theater fest life for me. I love it. All right, well that's the three categories, folks. That's the readings, the panels, the workshops. It's going to be so much fun this weekend at the Kennedy Center. I guess before we run, I guess just sort of tell everyone why it's like sort of like a mission statement behind it. I mean, you kind of already said it at the top, but it give me a variety of sound bites. Yeah, like sort of the mission behind doing this, why it's important for artists to, you know, not just be working on these things sort of, you know, in some private room. It's nice to get it out and, you know, show it to audiences and, you know, the feedback, how the feedback actually helps the work in the end.
Absolutely. What the Local Theater Festival does is it gives audiences and artists a very vital opportunity to meet and to connect and really have an exclusive experience to experience works in progress. And sometimes those sneak peeks or those first reactions are a little hard to come by. One of the things that we really prioritize at the center and at the Reach, particularly through social impact, is process. Sometimes the industry is so driven by product, folks don't really have a deep opportunity to engage with their process. And so this presents process in a way and invites audiences to engage in the process alongside the artists as they're in development.
Great. And it's also, in addition to just help developing the works, this the creativity of it, it's also just a lot of fun for an audience to come out, right? And just something fun to do this weekend, right?
It's so much fun. Fun for audiences, fun for fans of theater, fun for folks who might be curious about what the DC theater scene has to offer. And so this will be a wonderful little palate wetter to sort of get in and experience what we have to offer here in this wonderful, wonderful city of ours.
Absolutely. Get in on the I like to think of it as you can get in on the ground floor, like a sneak peek at what some of the huge, big shows that are going to be coming out that everyone will be talking about, you know, in the coming
Absolutely.
years. But you can say I saw that first
You
in the
can
early
see it
phase.
early. We've had pieces that worked through the residency and the festival that found their way to off-Broadway. Folks have also produced things within the local theater scene. So it really is getting in on the ground floor of some really amazing work.
Awesome. Do you have any? It's okay if you don't, but do you have any examples of that? Like any of the bigger ones that made it to off Broadway or some
I
of like
sure
success stories?
do. We're really excited about 0874, a Filipino American love story. This was a piece that was written by Alex Paulting, and that piece actually made it to New York and had its off-Broadway debut, and it ran last summer, July and August, and it was directed by our own DC Aria Velez, and the composer was Baz King, and it was a really, really special piece. And folks can check that out on our digital stage. We have a little video of that on the Kennedy Center digital stage when it was in development last year. And so we're really, really proud of all of our artists, but take particular pride in Alex and her ascension to off-Broadway.
Awesome. Love hearing the success stories. And I'm sure, I mean, literally, it's only been done 1 year. This weekend's the second time doing it. So, you know, as we check back in the coming years, you know, once we get into the third, fourth, fifth, 10th annual, we'll have tons of more success stories, I have no doubt.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, it's Friday and Saturday, everybody. Local Theater Fest at the Reach at the Kennedy Center. So everyone, head over to the website and, you know, get your tickets.
Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, one final thing. Is it
Yes.
free? Is it free or you pay
It
for the
is
ticket?
free. It is entirely free. That's the other thing to make sure to highlight. Yes, this festival is entirely free and open to the public. We do ask that if you're able to register in advance, but if you're not for some reason, do feel free to drop on in and we will admit you as space is available.
There you go, folks. See these things for free because you'll be paying to see them down the road when they're done. All right. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.